President.
Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Burton, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. We're now in regular session for public hearings. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'll read the rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings. Because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken in consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each applicant shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the public record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And the first hearing this afternoon, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2083, filed on behalf of Richard H. Bell III. And Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office, storage building, storage yard, and crushing of concrete for a contracting business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 5.97 acres, more or less, located on the south side of Lewis-Georgetown Highway, Route 9, approximately 1,731 feet west of Park Avenue. The tax map is District 134, Map 15, Parcel 79. 0.03. The 911 address is 22592 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Georgetown. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on June 22nd. At that meeting, they found the applicant present. They also found that there was a member of the public in opposition to the application. Then they did move to, they made a recommendation to approve the conditional use with conditions 1 through 6. With items 1 through 6 and conditions A through K. Thank you.
Yeah, any questions from council? If not, Mr. Schrader, is this your case? It is not. Is the applicant here? Yes, would you come forward, please? Sorry, Mr. Schrader, I was trying to give you another case.
Good afternoon. Richard Bell, 7 Blue Heron Drive. Georgetown, Delaware, 19947.
If you'll give us your presentation and why the council should act favorably on your request, please.
Alrighty. So I own Clean Cut Interlocking Pavers, and we specialize in brick paver patios and driveways. And the base stone that we use underneath the pavers is crushed concrete that we recycle and put back underneath our projects. We also install swimming pools, and this property that I own, we'd like to just use it as a storage yard and dump raw materials on it and be able to crush concrete on the property to use for our projects. And there was the last meeting, I did have a note from the neighbor right to my right, west, that she was fine with everything we were doing. And
so you're currently doing it now?
No, we moved a crusher in, and when all that happened, we were told that we really couldn't crush concrete until everything was approved.
And crushing concrete is not noisy?
It's not really that bad. I mean, we're way far back in the property, and it does have a dust control system with sprinklers and water control on the crusher. So when we did crush, we crushed in the rain. That actually helped with the dust.
Yeah, I know, but we can't control when you do, once we approve it. Yep. It's hard to go out and tell you when to do it and when not, you know, things. Yep. Like that. So, okay.
Can you give us more information specifically about this site? How far from the road? What kind of access that you're going to have back there? What kind of time periods that traffic would be in there?
Okay. So the property where the yard is fenced in and secured under lock and gate. We just plan on operating Monday through Friday with vehicles coming in. There's probably, I don't know, an average day of maybe 5 to 10 trucks that come in there and dump rubble. And then as far as crushing the concrete, I'm okay with not crushing during any ball games or no weekends or anything like that. The wind usually always blows towards the woods, which is good. And then
where do you get your concrete from? Where do you get the crush stuff now that you're using?
The rubble that we're
producing. In other words, you've been putting in driveways and pavers.
Right.
Where have you been getting the stuff underneath that?
From Howard Ritter, okay, who crushes concrete in his Lewis operation.
Okay.
I just don't understand. So we'll stay with the crushing of the concrete, right? So you are currently buying it and having it delivered to the paver sites that you're working on, and you want to change that to crushing your own concrete and hauling it to the site?
Yes. We did when we first crushed for the first time before we were told to stop. We made a stockpile of concrete that we're still working out of a little bit. But the idea is to produce more crushed concrete and use it under our jobs.
And where is the crushing concrete machine now?
On the back end of the property. So, yes, right in this area.
And where do you see it going? I mean, is it going to be a great big crushing concrete pit?
I mean, we got a lot of rubble to crush, but I plan on using my guys that putting swimming pools and putting pavers every day as my operator guy, where we would only crush on slow days, rainy days, and produce the material.
Where are you getting the big where does the concrete come from that you're crushing?
Yep. A lot of it comes from our jobs where we rip out a concrete patio and a blacktop driveway or we're demoing areas and put back pavers. And then I do have a couple buddies that bring us their rubble.
Okay. All right. And then the buildings, storage building, that's part of this operation?
The storage building would just be to store equipment in it, yep, and just work on equipment.
And then the storage yard would be part of the concreting business?
Right. So, so in the fenced-in area, I would like to store the fiberglass pools that we install because we get them, and then we have to store them until each one is ready to go to the job site. So we usually like to store the fiberglass pools. We have dumpster containers that we keep on the property, and then just raw materials as far as rubble, concrete, blacktop, and there's some dirt.
Are you planning on fencing in the whole area, or are you just going to plan on where that current fence is?
No, where the current fence is, that is where the mouse is now at the back of the house, yeah.
What about any buffering to the neighbors, both to the left and to the right of you?
Yeah, on our site plan, we have a proposed landscape buffer bed that I think we're going to plant Leland cypresses, some kind of nice privacy screen to shield everything.
And how far back would that run?
Can I see the copy of the site plan?
Is that what you're looking at? Right.
Yeah, so it looks like a 20-foot wide landscape buffer on either side, but takes you about, I'd say, midpoint of the property.
And you have plan on no use for the rear of the property from this site plan?
It has additional, it does scribble, he's got scribble there, additional storage, and if you read the fine print.
Yeah, that additional storage, that's where the stockpile of rubble is now.
Talking about back here.
Oh yeah, no, nothing past the proposed drainage pond.
Well, it looks like on here, your proposed stormwater management area is where you're now crushing concrete.
Yeah, that's where I'm seeing. Mm-hmm.
That's where the concrete crusher is parked. You're right. Everything is really
It would then move closer to the front of the property?
Just that little bit. Yes.
Can you show on the map where that would be? Please.
I'll go up there and use that too. I'll then turn our microphone towards that way so you can hear you. The public can hear you.
Looks like a racetrack, I don't. Yeah, so the storage pond would be in this area.
Right.
The crusher site, the crusher would be set up like right here, and then the rubble is here where we're feeding it into the crusher and create a stockpile of the crushed concrete right around in that area.
And that's not going to be fenced in or any at this point? You don't have any proposed?
All of this is fenced in to the back of the house here.
Well, not a solid fence or anything.
It's a chain link fence.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Chain link. Yeah, that's what it is.
And where are you planning on planting this buffer of Leland cypresses?
The site plan currently shows from here to about here, and here to about here, 20-foot wide on either side.
At the front of the property, is that a residential property now? At the very front of your property, is that a that was a home up there before? Yeah. Is it still a home?
Yeah, that's a mobile home that I rent out to a Spanish family.
Okay, where's your access to the back part of this property?
The road goes right where the mouse is. There's a sliding gate right here. Where we just come, drive down the lane that we created, and then we got our piles. The pools and dumpsters we sort of have in this area right now.
So the access that you are using is a residential access with the dump trucks coming back?
Yes.
Is the residential resident staying, or is that going to be your office?
Right now, we don't have plan to put an office in that house. At one point, we thought about that, but no plans.
So the contracting business is not going to be run out of there. It's just a storage facility and a concrete crushing plant.
Exactly, exactly. So my main facility where all the trucks and the employees show up every day is located on Coastal Highway in Lewis, and that will remain there.
And how many trucks a day are going to come in and out of this site?
From what I've been seeing, like 5 to 10 trucks a day.
And what would, you know, it's a conditional use, so what kind of volume, you know, if this were to be approved, you know, I kind of would rather not see big mounds of concrete, right? What, I mean, is it, are you crushing it and then taking it to the sites and crushing more, or are you storing a whole lot? What's your dream?
I mean, I'd like to always have a stockpile of crush that we're digging out of and putting in our trucks and taking to the job site, and then replenishing the pile as it gets on the low side on the slow days that we have, where I can send one of my operators to crush for the day.
How big a pile is that?
It's service level.
What's currently there now?
Yeah, I don't see it getting any bigger than that.
I guess we want to see an example. You go here to Pawnee Airport. Paige Kroll's, he's got the same operation,
yep.
Correct?
Yep, we know Gus real well.
The property to your east appears to be abandoned now. How long has that been abandoned? And you indicated the wind blows that way. Is there any efforts to protect that property?
So that property has been abandoned for as long as I've known, over the last year. So I don't know what's happening with the property. I don't know if you, it might be an eyesore, but we could put like a screen up with telephone poles, and it actually is like a mesh covering that would really stop the dust if you prefer that.
Chances are it could be an eyesore, and probably not might. I think just dumped out there in a field. DelDOT, have you talked to DelDOT? Have they told you what your requirements are for that entrance?
Yes.
Could you share that with us? Do you?
So as far as I know, I just need to do a DelDOT entrance with the curbs and just a blacktop entrance. No. There was no traffic study, I don't think. There was no turn lanes proposed or anything like that.
No turn lanes, okay.
Is the tenant aware of this application?
My tenant?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And are they supportive? Or else they have to find a new location to move? Or?
Yeah,
this will impact their quality of life. Mm-hmm. They live in this home, correct? So can you share the thoughts with respect to that tenant?
I mean, it's a good a couple hundred feet from the house to the back.
I'm more so concerned, I wouldn't say that part, but you got trucks. I mean, it looks like the driveway is going right next
right
to the house
to the
there.
House, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's would be more of my concern.
Yeah. We haven't had any problems. I mean, or complaints or anything like that. And then the Susan Van Verse lady on this side, she's been real cooperative and nice. And
how long have you owned a place?
Supportive. I believe since 2005. Okay. I bought it.
When did you start using it for other than the residential part? I mean, when did you start putting stuff back?
Right. Around? So I got my first conditional use approved, and we started dumping rubble on the property, I'd say since 2007 till now. That was all in just dump truck piles. So when we piled it up, then you could.
So you currently have a conditional use on this site?
Well, yeah. Then it never got finalized, is my understanding, because of the final site plan did not get turned in.
You never, okay. You
right.
didn't go
so
through
there
the whole
process.
Somehow you,
right.
Okay, yeah. I got you. So you really then, so it never really came into being official, the first conditional use?
It was granted approval back in 2007. They never fully finalized the process, got agency approvals, and they didn't fully implement the use. So after 3 years, the conditional use expires, which is why he's back before you today. And since then, he's also added the crushing of the concrete.
Right, I don't remember crushing. What was the original conditional use to you?
The original conditional use was for office, never, storage building, and storage yard for a contracting business.
Right, okay.
Everything except the concrete crushing.
Yeah.
Right.
Where does Susan Van Voorst live? Show me on that map up here.
Yep.
She lives there.
No, that's the
other side.
One. That's abandoned house. This is her house.
Okay. So she says she's fine with it, per this letter she sent in.
Mm-hmm.
And no noise, doesn't seem to bother her. And
no, I mean, it
being too much dust and whatever. And the other side of you is vacant property.
She's right. Right here, anyway. Okay. And when we've seen the wind blow, it blows this way into this woods. And I can't see it affecting.
Well, unless she wanted to do something with the rear of her property.
Bill Rhodey, yeah.
She's sure. Going to make it difficult to benefit from her property if you got dust flying over there without it being controlled. So I'd rather, personally, gentlemen, I'd rather see some more barriers or something, some buffers or something to contain this concrete and the rubble. And because the first conditional use, I don't think there was any problem because I was here at that time.
You voted on it.
Well, yeah, but we didn't have a crushing operation. We didn't have the rubble coming in. So
right.
I kind of don't have any problem still with the original because Route 9 is changing things. But Route 9 now, since you've got that, tried that first conditional use, traffic is pretty rough. And we're having a lot of, issues with Route 9. And then to add this into this crushing thing and then the 5 to 10 trucks a day and all that stuff is starting to concern me without seeing anything back there. Also, where when you say the dust will just float to those trees, well, it goes across to other people's property, and that we got to be concerned about. At least I am. I'm concerned about the impact you have now on neighbors. Mm-hmm. Even though it's vacant now, somebody owns it. Somebody may want to utilize their property, and they don't want to have maybe that dust flowing their direction or something. So I'd like to see a little bit more detail, or we look. Yeah. Anyway, we look. Not real favorably on that aspect of your application. The pools, they don't cause much dust and dirt, but this truck's coming in with the rubble and getting the rubble, stockpiling the rubble, crushing the rubble.
Yeah, what we learned also was the road that we've got created from Route 9 back to the back of the property, we put blacktop millings down, and blacktop millings makes hardly no dust when the trucks are just going down the road. And then in the first meeting, I told everyone that if a water truck needed to be on site to water down the road or
those are conditions, but they're hard to enforce. If we put any of those kind of conditions in, nobody's going to be out there from the county making sure that you run that water truck when it needs to be run or something like that. I'm just saying those are difficult for us to put into some kind of ordinance or something.
I'm curious. You first received this condition of use 10 years ago. 10 years later, and here you are. So explain to me why it's taken 10 years for you to get to the process of where you're needing to do.
Okay.
So, and have you been conducting your business for the last 10 years?
Okay, so when I bought the property and then went forward with the first conditional use right after I got the approval in 2007, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got injured by a doctor with my neck and completely put a halt on a lot of my dreams.
Okay.
And that is an ongoing battle where I can't lift more than 10 pounds and I have surgery after surgery on my neck. So that definitely was the delay and the damper and stuff. And between the time of 2007 to 2016, we've just been dumping rubble on the property, and not really, I was able to store my pools at my main location, but now that area where I've been storing the pools, we don't have the room anymore, so now the pools are going here.
Quick question for Janelle, and that is, when it expired, I assume planning zone, this is well before you, so, but is the process was, if somebody has not complied with it, are we doing anything on our end proactively to see if what was initially approved is still being conducted, even though, have there been any violations, I guess, given over the last 10 years?
Yes. And that is why he is back before the commission and council today.
And when was the first violation given?
I think it was back in 2016. It could have been late 2015, but I think it started in 2016, and he was working with the county to make the application for the conditional use.
Okay.
Because the application was made in 2016.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
So we received a complaint at that time, and we sent out an inspector, sent the violation, and he came forward with the conditional use application.
Okay.
Any other questions from council? Mr. Burton?
Mr. Bell, how critical is the crushing of concrete? Because that's really kind of my stick here. Is it? I know that I'm familiar with that business a little bit, and it's a dusty, noisy business. How critical is that to this application?
I mean, it's the main purpose that I want to use the property for, but not on an everyday basis. So, I mean, I don't even, there could be some months that we don't crush at all if we make a nice stockpile and crush for one day. What this produces in a day, they say that it's 100 tons per hour. So if we crush for 5 hours in a day's time, it's 500 tons of crush, which is a lot of crush, and will last us quite a bit.
Janelle, does the crushing of concrete fall in a specific zoning code, or are they all in the conditional use process?
I believe they all fall into the conditional use. There might be one, and it might be the heavy industrial, that it might be a permitted use, but I even think in some of the industrials, they fall into a conditional use.
Yeah. In your example, Mr. May I'm you've got me further intrigued. Could you share the current size of the stockpile? Give me a diameter. Give me the height.
Of the rubble pile?
500 tons, I think, was the number you just mm-hmm. provided. So what does that mean visually?
Yeah. It's probably 40 feet by 40 feet square, 40 feet by 40 feet, and 15 feet high.
15 feet high?
Yeah.
Okay. And so do you imagine it being how large?
I don't plan on having mountains. And I think we have enough land where it can be spread out where it's not high, but taking up longer space, basically.
Well, that would be a concern falling from a condition of use really to being an industrial, you know, facility. And I mean, a condition of use obviously is on an AR1 is kind of a minimized, you know, operation. And at some point in time, it could very easily lead to an industrial use. And I'm curious, and I'm not sure where we distinguish the difference between the two, actually. I don't know. Is there a distinguishing factor that exists?
Well,
obviously there's a different code section,
right?
You know, for AR1 as opposed to industrial, which permits certain things. But as Ms. Cornwell indicated, the crushing is still conditional use in many of those.
How big a site is this? What is the total acreage on this?
Almost 5.95
so,
acres.
So the if you just cut it in half, you could essentially have a 3-acre stockpile.
I don't see it ever getting that big.
Well, but I mean, the what you're asking for now would allow that. And that's kind of Rob's fear, right? That's my fear, is that this entire site could turn into an industrial stockpile of gravel, right?
So with that being said, is it feasible for us to be able to put a condition on here, whereas not more than XYZ percent of the property can be utilized for this operation? Is that something that's feasible?
That would be feasible, but that would be something we discuss at the end of the public hearing itself, but
okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Is this piece of equipment that crushes cement, is it rented or are you bought it?
No, I purchased the machine.
I know a lot of these places that come in there, like Kroll, he does.
He crushes, yeah, once or twice a year.
And he just has them crushed for a small.
Exactly.
Okay. Same way up Dover Air Base, yep. Adam come and did the same thing.
Yep. And that's the ideal, too, with this crusher, is that it is a mobile unit, and there's going to be times where it leaves, goes to a job site or someone else's property, and crushes for them and comes back.
Any other questions from council?
One. You mentioned a 40 by 40. Is that essentially the area that you really need?
For a stockpile of crush, yes, for what we produce. Yep, I don't see it.
That's for what you produce or for the rubble?
No, that's what we produce. The rubble pile would be larger than that. It is larger than that right now.
Okay, because that's what you can see from the road now, correct? The
right.
Rubble pile.
Rubble yes. pile is what you
yeah.
see.
Right. So how large is that?
I would say that is 150 feet long and probably about 60 feet wide, and I would say we've piled it up enough where it's probably 20 feet high.
Okay.
15 to 20 feet high.
Which is two stories. Would that be a 20 feet would be a two-story, like a two-story home,
yeah.
if you would. Okay.
Okay. Do you have anything else that you would like to add or present to council at this point?
No, I'm not proposing on taking the landscape buffer all the way to the storage pond area.
Okay.
On either side or just on the ballpark side.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this project? Is there anyone else here that would like to speak in favor of the project? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to the project? Would you come on up, please?
My name is George W. Dick, and I live at 22637 Lewis Georgetown Highway, which is approximately across the street from Mr. Bell's property. I own 50 acres on Route 9. I bought this property approximately 45 years ago and have been living on it since. I bought it because it was agricultural and residential district. At the time, I raised game birds, which fit in that category, and I wanted to have racehorses on that property. I planned on living on that property until such time as I lost my driver's license or I died, one or the other. If I lose my driver's license, naturally I have to move because I can't get anywhere. Route 9 is probably one of the busiest two-lane highways in Sussex County. I think you're all aware of that. I spoke to the highway department about this entrance, and he told me that no entrance had been applied for. Right now, they're using a driveway to the mobile home. I think Planning and Zoning has a picture of the property with the concrete pile on it about a month ago. They presented it at the planning and zoning hearing. That would give you a better size, an estimate of what's on there now.
Send that down to them.
This property is about 6 acres, and half of it's covered with concrete now. This has been going on for about a year. Mr. Bell purchased the property some time ago and made application to run his business there, and the planning and zoning turned him down because of the truck traffic and the noise. For about a year, it had been hauling concrete, asphalt, and other things on this property. Is that legal, Mr. Moore, to use the property before you get it zoned?
Well, that's one of the reasons we're here, that there was violations, and then he started the application.
But are you telling me I can start a landfill on my 50 acres before I get zoned?
We're not going to answer those kind of questions at this point.
Well, that's what's happened. Mm-hmm. The landfill on Route 20 is a much better looking site than this. I don't know if any of you have been by this property. Have you seen it?
Every day.
I asked Townsend about the sports at the beach, and he was going to come up at the planning and zoning meeting, but he didn't. But all this is mute if you go back to truck traffic on Route 9. No trucks prohibited beyond two axles from Park Avenue out to Route 113. And at this time, they're hauling with 10-wheelers and tractor and trailers. It's not safe to make a left-hand turn on Route 9 when you come to a full stop in front of my house to turn in my driveway. You're very foolish. We now go to Park Avenue and turn around at the real estate place and come back with a traffic light because it's a 50-mile-an-hour zone, and it's the only passing zone on Route 9 for about 6 miles. And traffic is heavy now, very heavy. And as I said, would like to live there the rest of my life if I can, but if this permit is granted, it's going to force me to move away because a noisy concrete crushing plant next door to me or in front of me is not acceptable with my way of life. I think that about sums up what I got to say.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone else? Mr. President, at this time, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council. Close public comment. Mm-hmm. Ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office, storage building, storage yard, and crushing of concrete for a contracting business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 5.97 acres, more or less, for reasons given by planning zonings 1 through 5 and condition 6A through K.
Pleasure of council.
Making a motion we adopt a CU, what number is that?
2083.
2083.
Hey, now, wait. I'm sorry.
Hold up.
My motion would be for deferral. Are you looking to...
That's what I'm going to say.
I was just going to vote on it.
Mr. Burton, like to defer it?
I was ready to vote.
You'd like to defer it?
That'd be fine. No, I'll withdraw my motion.
Mr. Coleman draws his motion. Like... Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson, to defer on conditional use 2083. Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay.
No decision today.
The next matter before council is conditional use number 2084, filed on behalf of Term 2 LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a recycling center and weight scale operation to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Gumborough 100, Sussex County, containing 30.89 acres, more or less, located on the north side of Lowe's Road, approximately 63 feet southwest of Betts Road. The tax parcel is District 333, Map 14, Parcel 23. The 911 address is 20139 Lowe's Road, Millsboro. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on June 22nd. At their meeting on July 13th, they made a recommendation to approve the conditional use based on five reasons with reasons 1 through 6 and conditions A through G. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Schrader now.
Thank you, Ms. Moore.
For the benefit of the record, my name is Dennis Schrader. I'm the attorney of record for Term 2 LLC, which is the applicant on conditional use number 2084. I have with me this afternoon Mr. Barry Baker, who is the principal of the applicant. I have Mike Ryman, who is an engineer with Becker Morgan, and I have Kyle Lamprin, who is an environmentalist, who participated in the preparation of some reports that were filed with the commission. By way of pointing out to you some things that you have in your files, either with the exhibit book or in the commission's file, there was an exhibit book filed on behalf of our applicant that contains things that you would normally expect to see, including a project overview, application of the Planning Commission, aerial photos, letters that include the original conditional use for this property, which was number 187 from 1974, Del Dot level of service letter, the 10 bears reports, and we have submitted, but only enough, one or two copies with the commission. We have the phase one environmental site assessment that's with your records. And we also have the limited subsurface exploration report that was filed with the commission. This application is located on Lowe's Road west of Selbyville. And if I could just have the color aerial, Janelle, that would. It's west of Selbyville. It's located on 30.8 tenths acres of land. It's currently zoned AR1, subject to the 1974 conditional use for a borrow pit and related activities. Most recently, at the end of last year, there was an application made with the Planning and Zoning Commission for a site plan review for an 8,000 square foot pole barn with weigh scale for the existing operations. What we are proposing to do is to add some activities that would include the crushing of aggregate on site. This may sound familiar to you, given the earlier conversations you had this afternoon. And by way of an answer, I believe that was asked in the prior hearing, this is a proposed industrial use within Code Section 115-22. Which permits industrial uses as a conditional use if the purposes of the chapter are met by the application. We would describe this application as a recycle center and weigh scale operation. Under the current land use plan, we're in a future land use of low density area, and on the state's strategies map for spending, it is a level 4. There is in your file a Del Dot letter of service, which indicates that there will be no more than 50 vehicles per day, thus no traffic impact statement is required. There are the environmental reports, and this site will be served by on-site water, and with sanitary waste will also be disposed of on-site. At this time, I'd like to invite Mr. Ryman to the podium to give you a better explanation as to what the actual site plan looks like. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Schrader. For the record, my name is Mike Ryman. I'm with civil engineers for the project with Becker Morgan Group, 309 South Governors Avenue, Dover, Delaware. Can you pull up the, just go back to the aerial. There we go. So, actually, if you could just go back to, I guess I can do it. So as Mr. Schrader said, the site is about 30 acres, located on Lowe's Road, which is the road right here. This aerial photo is actually this is a 2002 aerial photo, and you can actually see that on the site at this time was a hot mix production facility that had, you know, lots of materials and construction materials associated with the hot mix, and that was the activity at the time. The conditional use 187, which was granted in 1974, was for the burrow pit operation. The hot mix operation began in the late 70s to about 2012, 13. Our client, Mr. Baker, has actually bought the property since then, wasn't operating the facility under its prior uses. If you go back to
Is that where George and Lynch used to be?
Was it George?
Do you know who it was? Somewhere.
I didn't think that they were that on that one.
He was there.
Yeah. Okay. Sure, not 100%. But if you go back to the airline. So this is a more current photo as it exists today. You can see the hot mix operation is actually no longer on the property, but there's a lot of materials and things that were left over from that operation. And Mr. Baker filed a site plan at the end of 2016, which was approved by the Planning and Zoning and subsequently approved by the Planning Department to construct a 8,000 square foot pole barn facility and to bring a weigh scale on site, which served to basically take the materials that were there and start to offload those materials from the property in transition to what the proposed use is ultimately. In terms of surrounding properties, as you can see, there's not a lot of neighbors. There are some commercial uses in the vicinity. There's a contracting yard here, okay? There's a trucking kind of business back here. And our nearest residential neighbor is right there. So the site itself is fairly well contained because of sort of the natural features with the wooded woods around the perimeter. And then along the frontage, Mr. Baker's already kind of expanded or constructed a berm and is planning some landscaping along the frontage associated with the site plan application that was part of the phase one work. So I'm already doing some berming and what have you along Lowe's Road as well. The site had three existing entrances at one point. There's an entrance located there, here, and here. This entrance has actually already been closed. And the intent would be to utilize the two existing entrances. You can see some of the landscaping and what have you from some of the prior berming that Mr. Baker's added to help screening. The proposed use. Okay. So the proposed use really isn't much different. The proposed use, we call it a recycle yard. It is essentially recycling construction materials only. For purpose of reusing those construction materials to serve construction projects in the area. And those four materials include concrete, which would be crushed on site. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Recycled asphalt pavement or RAP. Wood, which could be chipped on site and used as mulch. And then topsoil. So those are the four materials, and those conditions are included in the those materials are listed in the conditions. So that would be the only materials that would be brought here and recycled, no other materials beyond those four. But the site activity is very similar in terms of the proposed use to its historical use over the last 40 years in terms of the types of construction materials and construction activity that's been on site. With our application would be a couple of structures. There's a small structure here, which would serve as an office, and another structure here, which would serve as office for operations of the facility. There's a small scale located here. Again, that's for weighing the materials as they go off site. We properly account for them. And then this building here, this is the 8,000 square foot pole building, which was already approved. So this pole building and this scale were already approved as part of phase one. The site already has some paved area. That's this light gray that exists here. And then a majority of this back area is gravel. The storage of the materials, the concrete, the topsoil, the asphalt, the pavement, and the wood would be back in this area. There was a condition that was included that no activity would be within 100 feet as far as crushing and all those things. Nothing within 100 feet of the road. We're fine with that. We think that's fine. We would continue to use the entrances that are there. Sewer and water. We already have a permit from DENREC for the septic system that's already actually been installed. And there's already a well permit in place for domestic water. So sewer and water are served by those two things. Traffic, as Mr. Schrader said, we did fill out the service level evaluation request form, and we submitted that to DLDOT. And due to the low amount of traffic, no additional traffic study would be required. So that's the 2002 photo, and then that's the 2012 photo. So that's where we mentioned the 2012-2013 activity. I think we also included a copy. of the crusher, correct?
Keep going the other way.
To the right.
There you go.
So a lot of talk about a crusher, what that is. This shows you an idea. This shows you what that looks like. As the prior applicant stated, it is a mobile unit, relatively small. But this actually is permitted through DENREC. So in order to have the crushing activity, you have to get a permit from DENREC to be able to do it. And so this just shows you an idea of what it looks like. It's not some big building facility. It's a mobile unit. We would have a water truck on site, which is a condition of our approval as well. But we really don't have any neighbors. And we have a large property of 30 acres to help keep things contained. And we have a lot of surrounding woods directly on our property. You know, we're relying on woods on adjacent properties or on our property. We did include a fence along the frontage as well and some gates for security purposes as part of our phase one site plan. I don't know if that's been installed yet. Has not been installed yet, but it would be installed. And that would be along the frontage of the property for security reasons and obviously keep the facility safe. I think with that, I've covered everything I'm supposed to cover, and I'm going to turn it back to Mr. Schrader. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. If I could, please, I'd like to have Mr. Baker come up for a couple questions.
Barry Baker, 142 Bakerfield Drive, Middletown, Delaware.
And you're one of the principals of Term 2 LLC, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Would you just describe the operation in your own words, or has Mike already adequately done that for you?
Mike done a pretty good job, so. But we're basically a Northern Delaware contractor that's moved down to the area several years now, and we're doing quite a bit of work in Sussex. And we need this facility to facilitate our operation down in this area. We'll be crushing concrete for our own use. We don't sell it because we have that need down here for the material.
Mr. Baker, you will. What will be the source of the material that you'll be crushing? The wood, the concrete, the soils?
That'll come basically from our own projects.
And would you take or accept the same materials from other contractors if they brought it to you?
I would, yes. Because there's a deficiency of material down in this area, so we would try to get all we could.
Okay. And if you will, please, how many employees do you expect to have on site on a typical day?
I would say between 4 and 7.
And how many trips a day or customers? I don't know how to describe them, but certainly somebody's going to deliver material and remove material. How many trips per day would you expect that this project would create?
Right about 50 dump trucks.
Okay. And you're located in an area where there's not a lot of other people, isn't that correct?
That's correct.
And do you anticipate that if this crusher were permitted by the county council that it would in any way have a negative effect on neighboring properties or on a adjacent roadway?
We actually had the crusher at that site I believe it was last winter. We got a permit from the county to put it there to crush the concrete that was on site when we brought the property, and as far as I know, there was no complaints.
Okay. Thank you.
What kind of projects do you do other than, I mean, not this. You said you bring stuff, material from your projects.
We're road contractors.
You're road contractors. Okay. That's what I'm trying to find. And
we're glad you're busy. We need more roads.
The borrow pit. So I read somewhere where there's a site plan was approved for it for last year.
They amended the site plan from last year to update this.
This gentleman or somebody, the previous owner?
This gentleman, okay. This applicant, Term 2, made the application to amend the existing site plan to allow for the update of the scales and a building.
Okay, so, but I thought I read also that you're not going to be doing any more borrowing.
No. No digging.
So is the borrow pit null and void if we approve this, or is there going to be the possibility that the borrow pit still is in operation plus the recycling? That's what I'm confusing.
I believe the intent is the
borrow pit is concluded.
We just got a new site plan last year. I'm just trying to figure that out. So so one of the conditions could be that there'd be no more borrowing activity at this site.
Yes.
Right?
Just it could be, but I'm not sure that it's necessary.
Well, it's nice to put it in. Then we know.
I don't mind.
If it's a, if it's not being used for borrow for more than a year, it doesn't matter.
Well, I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, it just takes the question off the table if you know, but to borrow it. But it's okay. I mean, he's saying he's not going to do it, but
right.
We'll put it in there, and it shouldn't be a problem. Okay.
Okay. Any other questions?
Is that Mr. Schrader? Is that
yes,
50 trucks a day going in? So that would
that's
be
a total of 50, 25 in, 25 out, correct?
Possibly.
Yes.
A little delayed reaction. Okay, so it's 50 total trips.
Correct.
And what about will there be turn lanes on that road? You got 25 trucks in, 25 trucks out. I know it's a low volume road, but how are you getting in and out of there?
No, there's a very big, long entrance, which will put the fence far enough back off the road that the trucks can get off the road before they would have to stop the gate. That
but
was
they
got
to get off the road and onto the property, right?
Yes.
Is there like a shoulder?
But the gate's not at the road. It's back in.
The gate's going to be, is back in on the property. And it's going to be, when I put the new fence up, it's going to be further back in the property. So there's enough stacking where the trucks can get off the road.
Okay. And has Delat looked at this as far
yes.
as?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Do you have any other witnesses, Mr. Schrader?
No, just briefly. Like as you're aware, we were before the Planning and Zoning Commission several weeks ago, and we were unanimously approved. The conditions that were established at that time were the hours of operation of 7 to 7, Monday through Saturday, and that certainly is acceptable. The site plan review process will take place if you should favor us with your granting of this application today. It is clearly a condition or a continuation of various industrial type uses that have been on the property since 1974 when the original conditional use was granted. And I'd like to point out, just for the benefit of the council, it's a conditional use on which no council member named Cole ever voted. It was voted on by Mr.
Prove it.
If you will take a look at Exhibit 3.1 in the book, Councilman Timmons.
That's fake news.
Fake news. I didn't think I'd ever live long enough.
I thought
to
there
see
was
one.
No such thing as somebody other than a Cole in this.
It wasn't. That's right, there wasn't.
I think maybe there was fake news from here, perhaps, somehow.
I don't know.
We have to further investigate that one.
We're going to have to defer now to look into this. Might take months.
And I think you need to subpoena witnesses, too. We'll bring in Joe Conaway, right?
We don't want to do that.
Well, I don't think you want to do that one.
That's before Joe Conaway.
That was well before Joe.
That's right. No. Joe and I were working for the county in 1974. Joe was a county administrator starting in January of 1973.
Fake news, Everett.
Yeah. January 73.
God, what are you, Republican, too? Any event.
Anyway, right now.
Clearly, it won't have any effect
on
the neighbors.
We didn't even have zoning back then.
Right. It was a pre-existing use. And we would stand down and let you have the opportunity to see if there's anybody here with an interest in the application.
I'm just very curious. You are running an industrial operation going on here. So why not go that route versus just, is it just easier from your perspective why you want to go down a conditional use versus an industrial?
I don't think it, it has been an industrial type use ever since 1974 when right. It became a bar pit, and it continues that way. I suspect that in the future, when you get through with the land use plan and some of the other things that you have on your table, there may be another view at something similar to this type of activity. But ultimately, it is a transportable type industrial use where you can move the parts back and forth. It's difficult to come up with a site plan that really accurately reflects day-to-day conditions. And as far as industrial use is concerned, it really is not the noise, odor, and dust type operations that you would get, you know, out of a power plant or something like the old DuPont plant at Seaford that would require industrial type use.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And two quick questions, and I'll wrap up there, George. But Just to reaffirm, is there a dwelling on here that anybody's living in?
No.
I'm just reaffirming for the record, right?
Where's that renters?
No, I'm just reaffirming. It is agricultural residential currently with a condition of use. I'm just reaffirming that there is nobody currently living on the property. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
I do have a real question. currently, when we have a borrow site approved, there's got to be a reclamation plan. And throughout Sussex County, you are well aware that we have a lot of old borrow pits that have been left and ignored and were approved so many years ago that there isn't anything like a reclamation plan. So we would see if these gentlemen leave and go on that we don't have an eyesore left there for like a pond or anything to be reclaimed, replanted. So is there any requirements or anything that, because currently we want a reclamation plan?
No, it's filled. If you take a look at that photo, you can't see the bar pit. Go back to the earlier photo if you can.
Yeah, send George out there and let him look at it.
Yeah, so it's already been reclaimed?
Well, it's scraped clean. There's nothing on it. I don't know. Yeah. If that's
right.
Called reclaiming. I don't know if that's a way to, I don't know if soil conservation would say that that would be an appropriate way to leave a site.
Well, we're not leaving this site.
Oh, I know that.
I mean, it's going to continue to be used as
is. My concern is there a problem with a condition that the site will be, that you could come in with a reclamation plan, which could be just seeded with trees or something like that once this operation ceases or something like that? I mean, it's just a good way to leave the land. It's a good way to be a good steward of the land.
I appreciate the fact that you want to be a good steward, Mr. Cole, but I don't think you can impose upon this condition or use a reclamation plan for a prior expired conditional use. So I'll let Mr. Moore answer that.
So wait, the borrow pit is not in operation. So
it's not in operation. It's been
so
filled.
So that is an expired use.
Correct.
Yeah, it's filled.
Okay, we could ask, though, for a reclamation plan of the site because that could be a condition.
You can ask for it. I'm not sure if you can lawfully do that. We'll defer to Mr. Moore.
Yeah. Sure, I can. Thank you.
No. I would have a concern with that because that is not part of this use. You would be asking someone to forest a project. Or are we going to look at other open projects and ask that they be reforested? Because the application before us is not a borrow pit or a reclamation plan.
So right now, that site is what, grass or dirt?
Looks like dirt to me, sir.
That's what I'm saying.
With storage on it.
Even seeded. I'm just saying, I would like to see the next, you know, if this property gets abandoned for whatever reason, a downturn in the economy, whatever you call it, that there is a reclamation plan.
Mr. Cole, I'd love to argue this point with you, but I think Mr. Moore has spoken.
I don't have to listen to him.
I know. You never listen to your lawyers.
But what you do need to do is get three votes to do something. So if you want to present something, I guess that could be done.
I just think, see what happens.
I'll
suggest at the end that there should be some kind of reclamation plan because we have sites like this all throughout the county that have been ignored. And I'd hate to see this one, another eyesore. We have an opportunity to come back into the process to get something done. So there is an opportunity here to do that. So if the rest of you, or at least two of you, think there's a concern that we could require that. If the gentleman works this site for the next 30 years, that means he's not reclaiming it or anything. But if they leave, I'd like to see it somewhat look better than it is what we see it currently that he just bought. He bought a defunct borrow pit that looked like is an eyesore. I don't think I'm unreasonable.
And repurposing it.
They fill the hole up with dirt.
Anyway,
the hole's filled.
Anyway, we'll get to it later. We'll get to it later.
Fill it back up with dirt.
It's full of dirt.
If there are no other questions, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this project? Anyone that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this project? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if council desires, close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. It's okay with council to close the public record. Ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
Could I ask a quick question? But any conditions we want to apply, when do we do that?
After we
short
read.
Title.
Okay, good enough. I just got it.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a recycle center and weight scale operation to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Gumborough 100, Sussex County, containing 30.89 acres, more or less, for reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 5 with conditions 6A through G.
Okay.
Mr. Cole.
I was just concerned that we make sure that we do have anything in here about DLDOT. Is there anything we should need to put about that the applicant complies with any DLDOT requirements? All DLDOT, typically we have those in them, in our conditions.
Yes.
Isn't that true?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I don't see one. So I'm just saying, we heard that they were going to do certain things with DLDOT approval. So I think we ought to just have something in there saying that applicant will comply with all DLDOT requirements. And I am dead serious about something about reclaiming the site, because throughout Sussex County we have hundreds and hundreds of borrow pits that have been left as eyesores, and I'd hate to see an opportunity to make sure that this conditional use had a reclamation plan submitted. And I don't know what it may be, but as long as it meets planning and zoning's approval, it could be just seeding it could be just something simpler, and it may never happen in years to come because it's a continued operation. But in the event that this ceases, as we've seen other operations cease in the past, there is some kind of reclamation plan for it. So is there anybody that would support me on that? I'd like to see
Mr. Moore, could you further elaborate on your previous comments?
No. If you do that, I would prefer to have it deferred where I could look at it further. But off the top of my head, I see an issue with putting a condition on this project that relates to a prior conditional use that's already terminated.
Well, it's got to do with this project, this use, the recycling, all that's the stockpiling, all this material.
But
at the end of the process, it should be put back into a.
If you're asking for the area that is used for concrete crushing to be recycled or to be reclaimed, that's a possibility. But you're talking the entire pond area.
I'm talking the conditional use. The site that's being is the conditional use.
I would want to look at that further instead of giving you an answer today on that.
So, are you suggesting something?
Well, I think it's important. Let me tell you something. I went many years ago. We had a lot of problems with a lot of borrow pits all over this county that were just abandoned, basically.
I'm not right? arguing
you know
the
that.
Question, yes.
It's a true statement. Hmm. And over the years, because they walked away from it, and there was no rules to make them to do reclaiming. And since then, we now require for every borrow permit a reclamation plan. Here's an opportunity on a site that has previously had a history of being a borrow pit and will continue to be a composting and stockpiling of material on a site. I just think that there should be, and I think it's just good being a good stewards of the land, that if the operation ceases, has no impact on it, on these people until they cease operations, that they ought to put it back into, so we don't have it just a big bare spot of dirt in Sussex County like that.
I don't dispute your facts as you stated them,
but I
was asked the legal.
I know,
what
but
we
that can
do.
Be a condition. I on this site, because it's on the docket today, I think we have the ability to do it.
Mr. President,
I'm not an attorney. I don't play one on TV.
And you didn't stay at a Holiday Inn last night.
I didn't stay at a Holiday
Express. Unless the applicant suggests that, at this point, I would be uncomfortable making that as a condition without looking at it further.
Well, start with you don't compost dirt, George.
Speaking to your mic there, Sam.
You can't compost dirt.
Okay, thank you.
A manure is compost.
Okay, you straightened me out again.
I know I got that. I have the BS license.
Thank you. Anyway, I mean, I'd like to, if Everett thinks he can, I don't think time is of the essence. I mean, I would say making sure that we left the site in a situation that would be appropriate, good use of the land and be good stewards of the land. I think we should put a condition in there that the site is clean and looks good. It's got grass, something.
Okay, it's...
Go ahead.
Okay, it's my understanding that the client is, or the applicant is indicating that if such a condition were added that were reasonable, that they would not object.
Then just, could you word something that you get the big salary for that kind of stuff, and we'll word something.
I would offer the suggestion, perhaps, or recommendation to just defer this for 2 weeks.
Why?
To allow, because our counselor suggested he would like to further investigate before this is a condition.
I'm ready.
They had indicated.
Are you comfortable with that? Then?
If they, as I indicated, unless they pro-offered it.
Very simple.
I think it's a burden.
I don't know, but the gentleman here, he's not even.
Mr. Burton, that's
just being a good steward of the land, and I think we ought to require that.
You've covered that,
right,
I think.
Right.
Okay.
I don't disagree with your theory. Are you thinking that like this goes across to other things, like Mr. Bell's application or something like that?
No, borrow pits have a history of having problems, especially older borrow pits that were.
But this isn't a borrow pit.
It was. It's a borrow pit site, and it was just had a follow-up plan for one last a year ago. So they were still thinking about borrow pit. But I'm just saying, with the way the site looks today, we ought to require that. But yeah, I don't have any problem with it. when it's deemed to be necessary. Yeah, I think we should do it. Yeah, I don't have any problem with that. That's called condition. That's why it's a conditional use.
Right. So I would say that Everett should take the time instead of drafting one up on the fly.
I think he'll review it with Mr. Schrader, and if the two of them are fine with it, I'm fine with it.
I think he's done.
Let's say, there's no sense holding him up. I don't want to hold him up. I haven't.
Have you talked long enough, Mr. Cole?
I know it. I'm trying to get it out. I'm going to check your history. He's mad at me for something.
Okay, upon conclusion of the use of this conditional use, the site shall be reclaimed by planting trees and/or grass, and shall be noted on the final site plan.
Yeah, fine with me. Thank you, sir.
Do you have that in the form of a motion?
I'll make that motion as that we add that condition and the Del Dot requirement. Right?
And that one was, so there would be a new G and a new H. And the current G would move to I, and the two inserted would be applicant shall comply with all Del Dot requirements. The new H, upon the conclusion of the use of this conditional use, the site shall be reclaimed by planting trees and/or grass and noted on the final site plan.
Did you say indoor grass?
And/or.
Is that Bermuda grass or that ryegrass?
I'll make the motion that we amend the conditions to include as stated by.
Well, we need this one at a time. I think Mr. Ward, is that correct?
Yes. One condition.
So for your first motion is to amend the conditions with a new G.
Yes.
Or Del Dot.
And that, if you read that some more, please.
Applicant shall comply with all Del Dot requirements.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, second. Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. And next?
Is H, upon conclusion of the use of this conditional use, the site shall be reclaimed by planting either trees and or grass and noted on the final site plan.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole?
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions on that motion?
And what is the final?
Whatever they're done with it. We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Though I respect my fellow councilman and appreciate his thoughtfulness, I would say this is an unburn necessary on the applicant, and I'm going to say no.
Pathetic.
Mr. Burton?
I think it's a great motion, and I vote yes.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Wilson?
I say no, too.
Two minds think alike. That's
Well, this is going to be easy because this is something the applicant did proffer. So.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I'm okay with that. I'll vote yes. Now then, we need to vote on, I may need a motion for approving conditional use 2084 with conditions as amended.
Yes. And that would be now 6A through I.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance with the conditions.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett, to adopt conditional use 2084 with the conditions as amended. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I still haven't found out what kind of grass.
Per planning zoning's recommendation, by the way, for me.
Your vote is going to be to...
Yes.
Your vote, okay. And based on a recommendation of planning and zoning and the condition that we amended, I vote yes, motion carried.
Wait, you forgot me.
I didn't vote you.
He did not.
I wonder about you. You talked too much before. You're almost only so many conversations you get in a motion. Mr. Cole, your vote, sir.
I'll vote yes with the conditions.
Now I'll vote yes again. Submit. We're
Thank
good.
You.
We're done. It's approved.
What happened? You've been around as long as I.